This is a download from the BBC. For more information about this and other downloads from School Radio, go to bbc.co.uk/schoolradio.
No, we don't need a school bell for the Romans in Britain. That's because there were no schools in those days. In fact, most children didn't have lessons at all. Unless they were the children of rich Romans, then they did. At least they did if they were boys. Girls were expected to learn how to help their mothers around the house.
I'd prefer to have lessons.
Boys were taught to read and write. Because parchment was too expensive, they wrote on wooden tablets.
That was my favourite tree, you horrible boy.
It's your fault, sir. You shouldn't have given me so much writing to do.
The third subject boys learned was public speaking. This was very important, especially if you wanted a job in the government. As most people couldn't read, the only way to tell them your ideas was by speaking well in the forum.
Welcome to the All-Rome Public Speaking Contest, and your name is Chancellor Judge. Well, this is your chance to wow me with your rhetoric, Chancellor. And if you hear this sound, it means I've heard enough. Good luck.
Fellow pupils, my head teacher insists I wear a toga edged in school colours of green and brown. Greasome green, boring brown. I ask you, fellow pupils, has a more curious combination ever been composed? Is my head teacher colourblind?
What? Why?
The answer to your rhetorical question is no, Tonsimus. Your head teacher is not colourblind. I know, because I'm married to her. Next!
At home, children kept pets. Dogs and birds were the most popular. Children also had toys, like dolls, and animals carved from wood. But don't forget, unless they had rich parents, children didn't have a lot of time to play. They were expected to help out in the house and fields. Rich children, though, didn't have too much to do at all. Why? Because they'd probably got their own slave to do things for them. A child's slave would be expected to look after him or her and help them grow to be an adult. If they'd been well educated before they'd been captured, the slave might have been made to work as a child's teacher, which must have been tricky.
Young master, as your teacher, I want you to learn your lessons.
Well, slave, as your young master, I'm ordering you not to want me to learn my lessons. So there.
Once they became teenagers, Roman children would often take part in junior versions of adult games, like chariot racing.
Come on. Faster. We're nearly at the finish line. Well done, Pesh. I'm proud of you, my faithful slave.
Thank you, Master. But I do wish you'd get an horse.
Entertainment was important for adult Romans, too. One method they used was very clever because it combined having an enjoyable time with the essential business of keeping clean. Only the richest Romans had their own bath. So when they wanted to get nice and clean, the place ordinary Romans went to was a public bathhouse. This was a bit like a leisure centre of today. In the bathhouse, you could meet your friends, play board games, talk business, and be cleaned by a slave at the same time. Strangely, though, for all their inventions, Romans didn't know about soap.
Hello! It's Trixie, your personal grooming advisor. And today, I'm going to tell you how to get clean the Roman way, without soap. First, take all your clothes off, of course. Now, hop into the caldarium. That's a hot, steamy room. Stay there till you're all sweaty. Dripping, are we? Phew. That means the pores of your skin are wide open. Now, take a stridgel. That's a curved metal scraper. No home should be without one. And get a slave to drag it firmly all over your skin. Woo! You can do this yourself, of course, but slaves are so useful for getting into those hard-to-reach corners. All done? Now it's off to the frigidarium to jump into a freezing cold bath. Get out, dry yourself off, and you're done. Woo!
Without television to watch, Romans went for the next best thing, the theatre. Theatres were always in the open air. Some were very grand buildings. The audience sat on seats in a semicircle, facing the stage.
Woe is me! I am doomed! Doomed!
Roman plays were very long. So, to stop the audience getting bored, performers would overact, waving their arms about and shouting their lines loudly. Many of the plays were tragedies,
very sad dramas.
But the Romans also enjoyed a good laugh and watched plays a bit like our pantomimes. The actors often wore masks so that the audience could tell the goodies from the baddies.
I'm a goodie, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
But the entertainment for which the Romans are best or worst known featured the gladiators. These were the trained fighters who entertained crowds by fighting to the death. Many gladiators were slaves, bought especially for their size and strength. Others were men found guilty of committing a serious crime who'd be given a choice, be executed or killed in a fight.
Introducing Simplus Simonus, facing his first fight as a gladiator. So, how about his amphitheatre, Simon?
Yes, big it is. Why is it round?
So that everybody can see you clearly.
And why do the seats slope up towards the sky?
Same reason. Your fans don't want the person in front's head spoiling their view, do they?
No. Well, them in the front row might get sand kicked up in their eyes. Why is there so much of it on the ground?
It's perfect for soaking up blood.
Right. Whose blood?
That lion! Or yours! Good luck!
Gladiators would fight wild animals, or, usually, each other. Often they would have different weapons, a sword and a shield, or two swords and no shield, or perhaps a net and a three-pronged trident. Sometimes there were fights between gladiators driving chariots. In some ways, the worst part came right at the end, and what happened depended on whether the spectators thought they'd seen a good fight or not.
Giganticus wins! Wimpus! Submit! time for the public vote then. If you think Giganticus should finish Wimpus off, put your thumb down. If you think Wimpus fought well and deserves to live, put your thumb up. Looks pretty even. Let's see. One up, one down, two down. Giganticus, I'm still counting.
Oops, sorry.
Amazingly, some gladiators survived until they were old enough to retire. When that happened, they were given a present. A wooden sword.
I'd have preferred a nice clock.